Hello, and welcome to this podcast from the Oxford Institute for Energy Studies.
Hello, and welcome to this latest OIES podcast. This one's brought to you from the GAS programme. My name's James Henderson. I'm head of GAS research at OIES. And with me today, I have my colleague Anouk Honoré, who's a senior research fellow. And we're going to be talking about European gas demand, both what happened in 2022, but also some of the outlook for 2023 and beyond. I'll date this podcast just so you know. We're recording it on the 11th of April at 4 in the afternoon UK time. But anyway, Anouk, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Jim.
Let's us get on with the chat then. So you've been looking at the kind of what's been happening in Europe over the last 12 months or so. But let's go back a little further than that to provide some context, if we may. And let's start briefly with 2021. So prices rose sharply in that year towards the end of 2021, but gas demand was still pretty strong in Europe. Can you talk through some of the details on that first?
In 2021, gas demand increased by over 4%, which represented about 20 BCM in Europe. And I should say now, Europe here is being defined as EU 27 plus the UK. Now, in 2021, gas demand was supported by a combination of factors that contributed to limit the price demand response that we've seen. For instance, we had cold temperatures in February to April, which is rather unusual and gave us a very long winter. And again, in November, December, which boosted the use of gas and the need for electricity for heating at the beginning and at the end of the year. We had a strong economic recovery in the first half of the year, which contributed as well to high gas and demand for power, including for the energy-intensive industries. And thirdly, in the power sector, there was low wind in Q1, low hydro in Q4, and already relatively low availability of nuclear throughout the year, which supported both the use of gas and coal in the mix. Now, of course, we started to identify some demand response in 2021, but I should say this rather happened at the margin and without major impacts on total gas use until 2022.
Okay, so that's a sort of little bit of background there. So we go into 2022, prices continue to rise, obviously in anticipation of, but then particularly after the war began in Ukraine with the Russian invasion. So tell us first, what happened to overall demand in 2022 and how did it relate to some of the targets set out by the EU as the year progressed?
So by contrast to 2021, gas demand collapsed in 2022 on the back of continued high gas prices, but also very mild temperature during the year and changes, very importantly, changes in consumer behavior. We had a sharp decline of about 13% compared to 2021, which was about 62 BCM less use in 2022 compared to 2021. Now, to put things in perspective, if we compare it to 2020, the year with the worst impact of the COVID pandemic that led to lockdown and reduced economic activity across Europe, 2022 gas demand was 42 BCM below gas demand in 2020. Now, how does that relate to the target set by the EU? So in EU 27 this time, gas demand was down by 59 BCM in 2022, which was well below the initial target of 38 BCM of gas demand reduction. If you remember, this target was set in the first draft of the REPowerEU package, which was published in March 2022. Most of the demand reduction was then expected to happen because of large-scale wind, solar power, rooftop solar power generation, heat pumps, and energy saving around Europe. And to some extent, all these measures seem to have contributed to lower gas demand last year. But having said that, the main driver in 2022 for such a strong decline were the price-led reduction in gas demand, fuel switching wherever possible, and more importantly, warm temperatures during the heating season. Now, if we look at the target of the 15% gas demand reduction over the winter, which was set in the Save Gas for Safe Winter document, over the period from August to March, so August 2022 to March 2023, gas demand in the EU 27 was 18% below the previous 5-year average. So once again, we were well above the target that was expected by the Commission. We would have needed a decline of about 45 BCM to reach the target, and we were about 55 BCM below the five-year average this winter.
Okay, I mean, were any countries particularly badly hit, or was it an overall sort of universal fall in demand?
So while the main drivers were similar across Europe, the evolution of gas consumption has been diverse. Not surprising, there's differences between the role of gas in the energy mix, the access to alternative fuels, but also, very importantly, the levels and the extent of the support measures from the government to try and shield the national consumers from the worst impact of high energy prices. Now, gas demand decreased in all European countries in 2022, except for two, Ireland and Malta. Now, focusing on the six largest gas markets, which represent about 75% of the total demand in Europe, the trends varied between, let's call it, a moderate 4% year-on-year decline in Spain to a sharp decline of 22% in the Netherlands. There has been other smaller gas markets that registered a more important decline, like in Lithuania, Latvia, or Sweden, but of course the volumes were much smaller. If we look, or if we consider the volumes per se, the most noticeable decline was by far in Germany, which is the biggest gas market in Europe anyway. And this was followed by the Netherlands, Italy, Portugal, and the UK. So a very, very different impact across Europe, just to answer your question.
Okay, and what about the sectors? I mean, were there any sectors where demand fell dramatically, or indeed any others where the fall was actually a bit muted?
A sector-focused analysis shows that most of the demand reduction in Europe was concentrated in the industrial sector and also in the residential and commercial sectors, which uses gas essentially for heating. While on the opposite side, the gas use for electricity generation actually went up, despite of high gas prices, which on paper should have pushed the fuel to the back of the merit order. Now, I should add now that the granularity of gas demand data, especially if you try to access relatively up-to-date granular data, is not great, to put it mildly. So to be clear, the following numbers are my own estimates, okay? In the industrial sector, which traditionally covers about 20% of gas demand in Europe, it appears that gas used decreased by an impressive 18% compared to 2021, or about 19 BCM, with an even stronger slowdown in the second half of the year. The gas used in residential and commercial, which is primarily for space heating, and typically represents about 35 to 40% of the annual demand in Europe, fell by about 22%, or 41 BCM. Now, the gas use was consistently lower throughout the year in 2022, but we have to remember that we had a very warm year in 2022, and it happened just after a very cold year in 2021, as I mentioned earlier. Now, in contrast to the trends observed in these two sectors, so in the industrial and the heating sector, the gas used for electricity generation increased by almost 3%, or 4 BCM, in 2022.
And so now we're heading into the second quarter of 2023. What can we say about the year to date so far? Have we seen similar trends that you just described in those sectors, or are things starting to change?
So the general trend of low gas demand seems to be continuing. In the first quarter 2023, gas demand in Europe was still down by 14% year on year, or about 21 BCM compared to Q1 2022. And gas demand was down in all three sectors, so in industry, in the residential and commercial, and in the power sector. Gas demand in Q1 was below the same demand in Q1 last year. Having said that, the trend seems to be shifting for the industrial sector, with a slow recovery, especially in February and in March.
Okay, well, that's interesting you bring that up about industrial sector, because there's been a lot of commentators actually out there who've been focused on industrial demand, as there's been quite a clear concern about deindustrialization in Europe as a result of the crisis. So how much of the fall in industrial demand do you think is permanent? And what do you think, you know, might return at lower prices if we keep lower prices during 2023? What's the kind of the range of rebound we might expect?
That's an interesting one. So the industrial sector was definitely the main source of gas demand flexibility in 2022 in Europe. And interestingly, it is expected to continue to play that role in 2023 to help us balance our gas supply and demand. However, I think it may not be as straightforward as one might think. Unfortunately, due to the lack of granular data and up-to-date data, it's not yet possible to make an in-depth analysis of what has been demand reduction, which would be, for instance, fuel switching to oil products or curtailment of production. In other words, demand that could bounce back fairly rapidly, and what has been demand destruction, in other words, gas demand that will not return. For instance, improved operational efficiency, switching to renewables and heat pumps, or even relocation. Now, having said that, in 2022, the manufacturing output remained very high. And I should add that the manufacturing sector represents over 90% of the industrial gas demand in Europe. So what happened in their output still gives us a little bit of an idea of what happened to the industrial sector as a whole. In other words, what I mean by that is that the remarkable reduction in the industrial gas demand does not seem to correlate with the decline in industrial output and suggest significant switching to alternative energy sources like oil products or renewables, and also improved operational efficiency. However, the chemical sector, the iron and steel sector, and also the pulp, paper, and paperboard sector, which are the biggest consumers of industrial gas in Europe, have been clear exceptions to that, and their production seems to have been more affected than the other sectors by the rise of gas and electricity prices. Now, with you, the relocation question. Now, the relocation seems to have been fairly limited, with essentially BASF being the only major company to announce its intention to downsize. Now, as a result of record prices, I expect that there has been some demand destruction. This is to be expected. But so far, it seems that most of the decline has come from reduction measures. And therefore, with lower gas and electricity prices, and also a limited economic downturn expected for 2023, European industrial gas demand is likely to increase in the coming months. And this is exactly what we have been seeing in Q1, although, as I mentioned, the level are still well below 2022. Now, using the IEA estimates of about 80% of the decline last year that came from demand reduction, I think it's slightly optimistic, but let's put it as a maximum. This means that up to 15% could come back in the short term, therefore in the next few months in 2023. And the main point here is that this is potentially a warning sign for 2023 if Europe is counting on low industrial gas use to balance its gas and supply and demand in the coming month.
Okay, interesting. So definitely, as you said, the IEA kind of highlighted that 80% number, but definitely the potential for a rebound then in the industrial sector. But what about the power sector? I mean, you mentioned last year the power sector was kind of a bit of an anomaly in as much as demand didn't really fall. But now we've got, slow return of nuclear in France. Perhaps you could talk a little bit about that. Plus some expansion of renewables. You know, is gas demand going to fall this year, or are there other factors that we need to consider?
Okay, another interesting one. So since the end of 2022, there has been a combination of low electricity demand, strong renewables, and the progressive return of the French nuclear that you just mentioned. This combination seems to have limited the need for gas over the past few months in our generation mix. In Q1 2023, electricity demand is still low and down by about 6% year on year, while at the same time, hydro, wind, and solar have been up compared to 2022. In addition to the strong renewables this year, we've also seen the progressive return of the French nuclear generation, which typically covers about 15% of the European electricity needs. Having said that, the French nuclear generation remains well below its traditional average. EDF still needs to carry out stress corrosion protection maintenance on a few more reactors in 2023. Adding to the uncertainty, of course, are the current strikes that are happening in France, but also EDF disclosed additional cracks at the beginning of March at three reactors, which is potentially worrying for the next few months. Nonetheless, so far, EDF has confirmed its 2023 output estimate of about 300 to 330 terawatt hour for 2023, which would still be relatively low for the French nuclear fleet, but around 19% above 2022. So all these factors will tend to limit the use of gas in the generation mix. However, there are some additional drivers that need to be taken into account because they are likely to counterbalance all this, namely the German nuclear phase-out, of course, but also continued uncertainties on hydro availability, especially during the summer, which could also in turn impact the French nuclear availability. Some call to gas switching, as higher gas prices in 2022 have allowed even the least efficient coal plants to operate in the market. A return of lower gas prices and firm carbon prices that we've seen have started to price out some of this coal-fired fleet and is likely to continue over the coming months. And finally, the level of electricity demand could also pick up, especially if the industrial activity starts to rise over the next few months. So all in all, gas use for power generation is unlikely to go down, let's put it this way, and is likely to go up if anything happens.
Okay, quite a nuanced picture there. Quite a lot of moving parts to be following. I'm sure you'll be doing that during the year. But as you say, on balance, probably flat for the power sector. But what about heating? So you mentioned 2022 as being a warm year. The first part of 23 has been warmer than average as well, I think, certainly in the UK it has. If temperatures return to normal, whatever that is, let's say, you know, average for the last 5 years or something, in the rest of the year, what could that do to demand for gas? I mean, presumably some form of rebound is possible if things are a little colder this year.
Well, indeed, last but not least, as we say, the impact of temperatures is important for gas demand. The mild weather alone last year is likely to have contributed to about 30% of the entire reduction of gas demand that we've seen in Europe. Now, I mentioned the gas use for space heating represents about 35 to 40% of our gas demand, and it's typically the most important driver of annual fluctuations in the region. Now, because 2022 was especially warm, you're right, both at the beginning and at the end of the year, the probability that 2023 will be colder is important. Although so far, we've seen mostly a few cold snaps this winter, and the temperatures in January and in March in Europe have, on average, been warmer than 2022. So cold temperatures at the end of the year would boost gas use for heating, certainly. However, the impact of that on gas demand will also depend on the consumer's willingness to continue to save energy in a lower priced environment. And that is not negligible. This is not a negligible factor. The changes in consumer behavior last year probably saved us more or less 30% of the gas used for heating in 2022.
Okay, so heating demand then kind of looking like there could be a bit of a rebound if the weather turns a bit more normal, but obviously hopefully some efficiency gains will last as well. You've talked about the nuanced picture in industrial demand and the fact that the power sector has also got a number of kind of different forces. So how would you summarize the outlook for 2023 as a whole?
Gas demand in Q1 2023 was still below 2022 by about 14%, but the daily data appear to be showing a rising trend since mid-January. All in all, the gas demand fundamentals point to an increase in gas demand in 2023. In the industrial sector, lower gas prices and a limited economic downturn seem to favor an upward trend, and the potential for recovery could be up to 15 BCM in the next few months. In the residential and commercial sector, gas demand could be higher at the end of the year if we get a cold winter, and this in turn could boost gas demand by maybe about 10 to 20 BCM, depending on the willingness and ability of the large and the small consumers to continue to adapt their behavior in order to use less energy, especially during the cold days in the winter. Now, in the power sector, many pieces to a complicated puzzle, but the gas use is unlikely to go down. And depending on the availability of nuclear and renewables and also the level of electricity, it could go up. All in all, the potential for an increase of maybe about 5% in 2023 compared to 2022 seems to be rather likely at the moment. With some key issues really to watch over the next few months, the key issues being the pace of return of the French nuclear, but also coal to gas switching and the level of hydropower across Europe, the level of temperatures, of course, the depth of the economic downturn and in which countries might be affected, and of course the government interventions in subsidizing the energy bills and in particular the support measures towards the large energy intensive industries. And of course, the prices of gas, but also of electricity and the EU ETS allowances.
Okay. So again, yeah, nuanced, but looking like a bit of a rebound then. But what about the longer term? I mean, you know, has the Ukraine crisis had any structural impact on European gas demand? What do you think about the trends outlined in the Repower EU plan and the EU goal to reduce gas demand to around 300 BCM by 2030? Do you think they're realistic to achieve that? And if not, what do you think the role of gas will be by the end of this decade in Europe?
Okay, so various things here. The trends outlined in the REPowerEU plan, if you talk about the renewables, the efficiency, the heat pumps, etc., yes, that this is going to continue and it will in due course contribute to replace a large share of the current gas demand in Europe. Now, if your question is what will happen by 2030, this is a bit more complicated. As a result of the Fit for 55 package, we do know that the fossil fuel consumption in all the sectors needs to be reduced rapidly, including the demand for unabated gas. With the REPowerEU document, we had another strong signals by the European Commission that gas demand needs to decline faster, even faster than expected with the Fit for 55 target. Now, to be clear, the unabated gas in Europe is going to decline. Now, the uncertainty lies in the detail. For the rest of the 2020s, it's still likely that gas will continue to be the facilitator to meet the 2030 target. We haven't seen many changes in the national government's policies towards this happening. But as previously anticipated, there will be major differences between countries and between sectors. What has changed in the scenarios over the past 12 to 18 months, I think, is an acceleration, a potential acceleration of the transformation in the buildings and the industrial sector, thanks to improved operational efficiencies, energy savings measures, switching to renewables. Although, in my opinion, more could have been done to help the consumers conserve energy, renovate buildings, and switch to alternative decarbonized sources, like rollout of energy efficient heat pump or develop district heating, for instance. While most of the support provided by the national governments have been directed towards short-term emergencies rather than implementing measures to prepare Europe to use less fossil fuels rapidly. Now, having said that, the speed of the electricity sector transformation seems, in my view, a bit more uncertain compared to 12 or 18 months ago. And despite the urgent need to decarbonize what was supposed to be the easiest sector to transition to low carbon sources, coal has made a comeback and it's even seen as a secure source in times of uncertain gas supply or high gas prices. Nuclear has encountered difficulties, this is to put it mildly, and renewables have kept on rising, absolutely. But the pace of the future addition may not be as fast as needed, as the generators have been complaining about challenges created by the inflation, supply constraints to source the materials, revenue caps, the looming also market reforms, slow process approval processes, but also supply chain disruptions. So all in all, a lot of things have changed, but I don't believe the importance of gas in the mix to help us transform the energy mix towards a less carbonized mix has changed that much over the past 12 to 18 years. And all in all, regarding the 2030 target, yes, they do appear very challenging. But in my view, what is very important is that the general trends toward the decarbonization on its own is not really at risk in Europe so far.
OK, well, thanks, Anouk. That's a very useful outlook to 2030. And obviously, thank you very much as well for your insights on 2023. I know that you've got a paper out on the Institute website during April. So I would urge our listeners to go and look for that on the OIES website. But with that, thank you very much indeed again, Anouk. Thank you to all our listeners for tuning in again. Take care of yourselves and goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the Oxford Institute for Energy Studies. You can find other podcasts, as well as our written research, on our website at www.oxfordenergy.org. If you would like more details about our energy transition, gas, oil, electricity, or China research programs, then please contact us at information@oxfordenergy.org.